The following program was previously recorded. It's time for another edition of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. So kind of you to join me today. One of the things that can make your day absolutely fantastic when you head downtown is to find a parking space, especially one right in front of where your destination is. Well, Ken Smith would know something about this. He's Omaha's parking and mobility manager. Ken, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, you're welcome, Mike.
Parking downtown has its trials and tribulations, but I've noticed, I've been in Omaha for more than 20 years now, and I've noticed there's been a lot of changes, and I think parking's gotten a lot more convenient. How would you like to comment on that?
I think, yeah, we've taken a few steps to make some adjustments and change the system and make it more prevalent within the community. And certainly, it's now an enterprise fund, so therefore we got a reason to be in business and keep the thing off the tax rolls.
And what do you mean by that? It is a self-sustaining entity?
It is self-sustaining entity. The enterprise fund, we make our money or revenues off of parking garages and parking meters, not the parking tickets. That still goes to the local school district. And with those, we were able to pay our bills and build new garages and pay bonds off within our own system. So
just to reiterate, if somebody does get a parking ticket, just before you kick the curb in anger, understand that money is going to Omaha Public Schools, right?
Yeah. Enforcement is just part of the puzzle in order to make the system work. And you're right. The fees that come off the parking citation goes to the school district.
There's a cashless parking meters now. What are some of the other upgrades or futuristic things that we've got in place and what's coming?
We're looking a lot at the mobile payment side of things and how that's kind of, you know, given COVID and where we're at with the pandemic, it's a kind of a new way to pay and contactless and make all things worthwhile. So it's helpful to kind of have that information at the, you know, your hand and be able to make those payments. And I think moving forward is certainly other things such as we see a lot of rideshare services like your Ubers and Lyfts, the advent of deliveries. It's just space or the curb is more than just for parking cars now. We have to have access for a lot of other things.
And you've mentioned exactly where I wanted to go next. Can you talk about the smart zones you've created?
Yeah, we were part of the digital curb challenge with Cord, and one of the things we want to look at is how activity is changing the loading zone, not just the curb space, but also the loading zone, and be able to kind of get some information on how fleets and deliveries and others are utilizing that curb space. And what this allows the fleet drivers to do is basically reserve a space so they can kind of, from a timing perspective, they can kind of schedule how their deliveries are going to happen and not have to worry about blocking traffic lanes.
With respect to parking meters, do parking meters take coins anymore?
They still accept coins. About 55% of our payments happen through the mobile phone, through the app. And still probably about 40% are coins. The other is credit cards.
Do the ones with the mobile app, do they also take credit card, or does one have to have an app on their phone?
We have in our highest demand areas the credit card meters that take coins and do mobile payments. So we try to offer a variety of payment options to get, so you have a compliance and everybody has an option to pay some way, somehow.
Sure. So those folks, dinosaurs like myself that love to keep those quarters jingling around in my car, I've still got a use for those.
Yes, you do.
Outstanding. Coming soon, I've heard rumors that there's a meterless way to park. Is that something you can tell me about?
Yeah, and that's what we're talking about, mobile payments only. And we're looking at ways, working with Google, so you have that continuity within the mapping systems, that the apps are right in the maps. Similar like you see with Uber and Lyft, when you say, I want to go point A, point B within a mapping, it gives you those app options down below. So you see a lot of connectivity with different applications on the smartphone.
Okay, so I thought you were talking about like a mobile pay where you hold it up to the meter and it connects to the meter. But in truth, if you're still in the building and your hour's coming up, you don't have to leave your meeting. You can just do another half an hour on the phone.
Yeah, I think that's where things are headed. I think mobile phones is kind of, it's in your hand. More people are like our parkers within our structures, I think they're more apt to remember their phone that day than they are their access card. So I think the phone is just the way to head with these things.
Wow. Do you have any advice for people with respect to preparation for finding a parking space and paying for it? I mean, what is the best way to be ready for all of that?
Again, the mobile phone. We have a mobile-friendly website that shows all the availability of parking spaces in the downtown, both on-street and off-street. And we offer a variety of options within that phone application as well. So I think looking at that is the first step to kind of find out where you're going and check out the parking situation.
Outstanding. He is Ken Smith, Parking and Mobility Director for the City of Omaha. Thank you, Ken, so much for your time today.
You're welcome. Thank you, Mike.